Welcome to Real Talk with RJ and Matt. Join us each week as we break down merch by Amazon and print on demand with some of the top sellers on the platform. Learn from some of the best as we test theories and examine strategies to give you the tools and knowledge to find success in this industry. This podcast is sponsored by Merch Informer. Take your merch game to the next level by finding untapped niches and high sales volume keywords. Save hundreds of research hours by heading over to merchinformer.com and grab a free 3-day trial today. Links in the description below.
We're going to start with the 7 days, last 7 days. Nathan, so I'm not sure if you have a merch account or not.
Yeah. No, I'm not, but I help a lot of merch sellers. I have a lot of clients that are on merch.
Okay. So we start the show with our last 7 days. So last 7 days, 315 shirts sold at $1,103 in royalties.
Nice. Last 7 days for me is $273 for $914. It's been a nice steady stream since June started, so it's been good.
That's great.
Honestly, like everything's picked up. I upload a shirt and it's live within 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and then I search for it. It's actually popping up in the algorithm of Amazon now. Like it's popping up on the front page. So that's a really good sign.
Awesome.
That's how sales increase. Okay, so we have Nathan on from Freya.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, you want to start by introducing yourself, kind of give us a little bit of background of you.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Nathan. I'm the CEO of FreeUp. I started selling on Amazon back in 2008, 2009. I actually opened up a book business out of my college dorm room, and I had this cool little referral program. And before I knew it, I had lines out the door of people trying to sell me their books, to the point where I actually got a cease and desist letter from my college because I was taking up too much of their business. So that was my first glimpse into being an entrepreneur, which mm-hmm. led me to Amazon, because you don't sell books for very long without learning about Amazon. And I got in really early on. I mean, they were just transitioning from more than a bookstore. And so I tried selling everything. There are no courses. There are no gurus. I was kind of figuring this out on my own. Mm-hmm. I tried sporting equipment and DVDs and computers, and I couldn't get anything to sell. And it wasn't until I branched out of my comfort zone and found these baby product deals that I really started to have success. So if you can imagine me as a 20, 21-year-old single college guy selling baby products on Amazon, that was me. And no one really knew what I was doing. People thought I was running a scam. I was drop shipping from all these different vendors. I ended up building relationships with hundreds of different U.S. manufacturers who would drop ship products for me. I ended up selling over $25 million on Amazon. But what happened was, as this business grew, I had to start hiring people, right? And I started hiring college kids, and I quickly learned that they weren't going to be a reliable long-term solution. And I didn't have access to these 30-year-old experts. I mean, who wanted to work for a 20, 21-year-old? So I really got forced into the Upworks and the Fivers of the world by necessity. It's the only way that I could get access to talent. And I got pretty good at it. Over time, I built what I called my VA army. But I realized that all my time went from the sales, the marketing, the growing the business, to the HR part of it, the posting jobs and interviews and over and over and over. And I remember one day I did 8 straight hours of interviews, and I didn't find one person that I liked. And I picked up a chair and I threw it against the wall, which is not like me at all. And I just thought there had to be a better way. And that's when I came up with the idea of FreeUp. So what we do is we get hundreds of applicants every week. We vet them. We take the top 1%, let them in. And then we make them available to you guys, e-commerce sellers, rapid fire whenever you need them, with 24/7 support and a no turnover guarantee, where if they quit, we cover replacement costs. So that's how I went from a broke college kid to running an Amazon business and then building FreeUp.
Gotcha. Now, you said you have some people that are in merch right now that are working with you. What are they using FreeUp for?
Usually it's research or graphic design.
Gotcha. Okay. Say, for example, somebody wanted to sign up today, how long is the process for them to actually get a VA that, you know, you guys have qualified already?
it's pretty fast. I mean, it takes a minute to create an account. It takes another minute to submit a request telling us what you want. And we fill requests within a business day, usually faster. We have clients that get started within hours or minutes of putting in their requests. We're pretty quick.
Nice.
Interesting. Okay. And then also too, is there levels like how do you charge and stuff like that? Like, is there levels to like what you charge or anything like that?
Sure. So there's no sign up fee. There's no monthly fee. There's no minimums, no obligation. It's in our best interest to get you people you like. We're a marketplace. The freelancers, they set their own rates. They range between $5 and $75 an hour. You can agree to fixed prices. It's up to them if they want to do that. But the way it works, or the way that we say, is to think of it into three different levels. So you got basic level, mid-level, and expert level, where basic level freelancers are non-US. They're in that $5 to $10 an hour range. They might have years of experience because we're not a marketplace for newbies, but they're for clients that have their systems, their processes in place where you could put them in and get them to follow them and do it at a high level. Then you got the mid-level, the graphic designers, the bookkeepers, the listing writers. They're specialists. They do the same thing 8 to 10 hours a day. They're there not to be taught, not to consult, but to do, to take projects off your plate. And then on the top end, you've got the experts, the 25 and up, that can consult with you, audit your business, project manage, help you create those systems and processes. So it just depends if you have a system in place to plug people in, if you have projects you want to take off your plate, or if you need consulting, guidance, and execution.
Nice. So when you're dealing with like VAs, because you have lots of experience with this, right?
Yeah.
When you're looking for like the right person, how do you guys determine that?
So how do we determine that? So what you do as a client is you click the request a worker button and it asks you 8 questions. So we know exactly what you're looking for. And that'll be US, non-US, price point, skill set. I mean, it even asks stuff like, hey, do you need them to be able to talk voice or do voice calls? Because some people are shy and they don't want to do that. And someone like me, I never do voice calls and I have a team of 30 people. But for other clients, that might be more important. So we have 8 questions that really help us identify. We introduce you to someone. There's no pressure. We're not forcing them down your throat. We want you to meet with them, make sure they're the right fit for you. And if they are, you click the hire button and you get started. And if they're not, you click pass and you provide us feedback and we get you someone else based on that feedback.
Right. So when these VAs are applying to you guys, what exactly is involved in your guys' vetting process?
Yeah, great question. So we're at the point now where we get around 1,000 applicants a week, which is kind of cool. And we reject 99 out of every 100 applicants. So we're pretty picky. What we do is we vet them on not only their skill, but their attitude and their communication as well. So keep in mind, we do a lot more than just merch. We do a lot more than just Amazon. Right. We have digital marketers, or you name it. So, I mean, we have skill questions that we've created over time that we've actually hired experts to help us with. So a Facebook ad expert gets asked differently than a graphic designer where we're looking at their portfolio. So the skill is different depending on what it is. And we're not looking for all people that are 10 out of 10 because there's a time and a place for people that are a 5 out of 10 or a 3 out of 10. What we care about is, are you honest about what you can and cannot do? So for attitude, we look for people who are passionate about what they do. I don't know if you guys hate bookkeeping, but this is an example I always give. I hate bookkeeping. So if I hire a bookkeeper, they need to love bookkeeping as much as I love being an entrepreneur. Those are the kind of people that we look for. People who are positive. They don't let personal issues interfere with work. The second something goes wrong, they don't get aggressive. They can actually interact in a positive manner with other people because you might be building a team. So we spend a lot of time doing one-on-one interviews for attitude, which is to be honest, a lot of trying to trick people to get those red flags out of what are they saying that shows they don't have that great attitude. And then communication is that last piece, which we know is so important. I mean, whether you're sitting right next to someone or they're in another country, communication is key. It's everything. So we have 15 pages of communication best practices that they have to memorize and get tested on and pass before they get into the marketplace.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Pretty much. I don't really have any. I'm trying to think. I'm actually clueless right now.
You're clueless right now? Or he's got nothing to say? So for me, the thing that interests me the most, right, is we have basically two sections that people need. Like they need designers, and then they also need people to necessarily like to help them on the back end of their business. Maybe not necessarily uploading to merch, but like there's plenty of things that I know. Like I have a VA that does a lot of stuff for me with my Etsy store, with doing listings and that kind of stuff. When you guys are like, for example, like on listings, are you guys doing any kind of training, or are these people coming in and they're kind of ready for you guys to go? Because, you know, obviously like the listings on Amazon are, it's a fairly complicated animal.
Yeah, so we don't do any training. We're a marketplace that's looking for people that are already have the experience, have the skills, right, and are ready to go. And what's kind of cool about us is once people are into the marketplace, we have very high expectations. We're very quick to remove people if they don't have the skill, if they don't have the attitude, if they don't have the communication. So a lot of times that initial client or two, they'll price themselves on the lower end to kind of prove themselves, which is kind of good for you. You get that deal, you can test them out. I mean, you should never hire someone and just give them some huge project right off the bat anyway. But I mean, we've got people that have been in the marketplace for 3 years and people that are joining for the first time, and you can pick and choose and tell us what you want. But we've got various level of experience, but we make sure, but by the time they get in, that we're confident that they can do what they do. And we're very quick to remove people if they don't meet those expectations.
Okay. Like, what would you say like best practices are in terms of being an American, right? And so our culture is very different than somebody that's in the Philippines, or, you know, I'm sure you guys are an open marketplace, so you have people from all over the world that are working with you guys. But, you know, how do you approach it as a business owner? And you've had a lot of experience with VAs in the way that your interactions work with them and how you communicate and how you approach certain things, you know, because it's very different. Like sometimes the work ethic's a little bit different, or the way that they approach, you know, holidays, all that stuff.
Definitely. Yeah. So we're about 40% US, 40% Philippines, and 20% scattered. And you're right, there is that communication and those best practices, which took me years to perfect. And we even have an ebook called The 10 Common Most Mistakes of Outsourcing, right, which is all mistakes that I actually made. So I wish someone had told me about them back in the beginning. But the best practice is to get on the same page right from the beginning. So we've vetted them for that skill, attitude, communication. You're going to interview them to make sure that they're the best fit for you, because even the best freelancers in the world aren't the best fit for every single client in the world. So you have to know what you want and ask them questions to try to make sure that they're the right fit. Once you hire them, and this is where everyone messes up, get on the same page with expectations. We even have a client expectations document. It's free. You can download it. You fill it out. You can give it to someone, have them read it, have them ask questions. When I'm hiring a VA, and I hire a lot of them, I even give them a chance to back out, because I would much rather that they backed out after reading my expectations than for me to find out 2 weeks later that my expectations were too much for them. So this is everything from what your pet peeves are, how you communicate, what due dates are, in your case, how many shirts are due a week, how long does it take to do XYZ. So get on the same page, get it in writing, don't do voice calls where it turns into a he said, she said down the line. And then give a test and start that feedback loop. And I think that's where a lot of people get scared too, because they hire a VA and they might do 90% of what they want on the first try, right? Which is pretty good. It's to be expected, but they don't start that feedback loop. They don't say, hey, I like you did how you did this. Hey, we need to improve the speed here, and give them another project, and then another more feedback and more feedback and more feedback. And within a week, a lot of times sooner, you can get them on the same page of what you want, because you have to remember these are freelancers. They have lots of other clients that all have different things that they like and they don't like. So the sooner that you can set those expectations and start that feedback loop, it's going to lead to a much better experience.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely something that I think a lot of people struggle with VAs, right? Because it's not a person in front of you, right? So you have to be overly communicative. Like, you have to be very detailed in terms of what you like, what you don't like. And you have to make sure that you're giving that negative feedback along with the positive feedback. Because I think a lot of times people are afraid to tell somebody something that, you know, hey, I need this differently. They want to dance around it. They don't want to actually give them that concrete feedback. This needs to be this way. So yeah, for sure.
With this is like more of a, I think a lot of people don't understand, is like, it's more of like testing. It's like, you can compare this to actually like a shirt design. Like, you throw it out there on the market and you don't know, you're not sure if it's going to do good or not until like someone purchases it. So with this one too, it's like the same thing. You're testing. And with a VA, you got to test like that person, and you have to make them understand. The more you make them understand, the more of a chance of them being successful at the job they have to do. So yeah, it's all about testing, I think. And it's, yeah, it just, it takes time too. It's not, they're not going to learn it in a day. Like sometimes they do, like it might take them 2 or 3 days, but for the most part, like it just, you know what I mean? It's all about communication and building that trust and just showing them like you care about this business that you're doing. Cause this is a business, right? So, you know what I mean? If you're passionate about it, they're going to be passionate about it, I think.
Absolutely. And I had a client earlier today and he came to me, he had hired a freelancer a few weeks ago. And he said, I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I know they're working, they're doing a good job, but I feel like we could be going faster. And I just asked him, I was like, when's the last time you had a meeting with them? And he says, oh, it's been weeks. I was like, all right, like let's implement a rule. You meet with them every few days until they get on the same track with what you want. And I mean, that's what I do. When I hire a new VA, we're meeting every single week, sometimes multiple times every week, until they get going the way that I want. And then usually I only have to meet with them once a month unless I'm changing something or implementing something. And I have Monday morning meetings where everyone's there and I'm giving updates. You really have to over communicate. You have to give them as much information as possible to put them in a position to succeed.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, communication is definitely everything. That's why, you know, like you're saying, you have actual tests where you have these guys practice their communication, understand expectations. And especially starting out, like meeting with them frequently so they understand that you're not this faceless person that's just giving them a job. You're an actual real person because you want to develop a relationship. I mean, that's the way that I at least treat my VAs is absolutely. They're part of my team. They know they're a part of my team. Like if they have problems, they come to me. We have, you know, constant interaction.
100%. I mean, people are always asking, like, how do I protect my business? How do I reduce the risk of security? Because there's always going to be that risk. And the best way to do it is to build actual relationships with these people. I mean, I'm the godfather of some of my VA's kids. Like, that's how personal our relationships have been. I was just in the Philippines visiting with a lot of them. You build those really strong relationships, and it will help your business long term.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's really important. That's one of the things we talk about all the time is really making sure they understand that, like, this is a long-term opportunity. The last thing I want to do is have to go through and train somebody all over again and what I want, how I want to do it. So, you know, it's just communicating, building a relationship, making them understand that this is, you know, an opportunity for them, but it's also an opportunity for us. We're growing our business together.
Yeah, turnover is expensive. It's a business killer. Anything that you can do to reduce turnover is key. And the easiest ways to do it are to build that relationship, to start that feedback loop, because no one likes just out of the blue, you telling them, oh man, you've been messing up for a while. You give them that real-time feedback, but also make them feel involved. So let them know how your business is doing. On my Monday morning meetings, I'm saying, hey, this is what happened last week. This is what went well. This is what didn't go well. These are the projects we're working on. Even if they're a part-time graphic designer that I use for social media, they know what's going on in the business. No one wants to just do projects with no idea why they're doing it or how it's helping the business.
Yeah, for sure. Said how much? Said it was $5 hourly or a fixed rate, right? So $5 to $75 an hour, or you can agree on a fixed rate. But this right here, this interview is more about like kind of showing you guys like how to go out and get a VA. This is not actually, we're not trying to sell you nothing at all. Just kind of give you like an insight of where to actually find a VA and stuff like that. Make it more easier. Actually, so free up is basically making it more easier for you to find a VA.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most consistent question we get all the time, Nathan, is like, how do I find the right person, right? So that's where you come in, because you guys have already done a lot of the vetting to make sure that this person's actually qualified. They understand, you know, expectations and everything else. And granted, it's a marketplace. So, you know, the person's still going to have to go out there, determine what kind of a price fits their budget and figure all that stuff out. But, you know, when you're working with, say, onlinejobs.ph, or you're working with, you know, freaking Fiverr or whatever, like, I can't tell you how many times, like, I just get, I would get in people responding to my ads that obviously have no idea what the hell they're doing. Like, yeah. I'm a designer. Like, that's their response. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, all this stuff applies whether you use FreeUp or not. And even if FreeUp, we vet the person, we give them to you, if you don't know what to do after the fact, it doesn't do anyone much good anyway. So we want to give people the ability to succeed, and it's all with those best practices. I always say that there's a 5-step hiring process. So the first step is to figure out what to take off your plate. You're either making a list of your day-to-day operations and ordering them from easiest to hardest and getting hours in your day back, or you're identifying your weaknesses and hiring specialists or experts to turn those weaknesses into strengths. step two is identify what your perfect person looks like. Because I promise you, if you don't know what your perfect freelancer looks like, there's no way me and my team know what your perfect freelancer looks like. So you really need to sit down and think, what's my budget? What's the skill set I'm looking for? And do they have to speak voice? All those little things, figure out what makes sense for you. Step three is that interview for the skill, communication, attitude. In our case, since we've done that, you're interviewing them to make sure they're the right fit for your business. They meet step two. Step four is that expectations that we talked about, setting them right from the beginning. And then step five is that feedback loop to get them on the same page with what you need.
Right. That's really good. When it comes to VAs, like in terms of what people are looking for in merch with designers, like what would you say like the average skill level is on the marketplace? Are you looking at like, is it everything? So you have guys that are just very basic to all the way to people that are like super professional doing stuff, you know, on big accounts.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about graphic designers, and it's the same thing for writers. I can give the same graphic designer to 10 different people and 9 of them love him and one person doesn't, you know? So there is that personal preference. We have very talented people and we have people that are very basic, and I use basic people as well when I need them, when it's not something that's a game changer. And sometimes basic is great. Sometimes that can be a moneymaker for you. So a lot of it depends on your personal preference. You're welcome to look at options and compare. And there's always that split testing and trial and error whenever you get into that graphic design and the merch business. So all that is available for you. And keep in mind, we're adding new people every day and people are getting new projects. They're ending new projects. So the flow of talent is always coming and going.
And that's the funny thing too. If the VA is good, they'll actually show you how to do the business. So like, if you want to learn like a new business, like here's a hint right here. Just go on to FreeUp. And then if you want to learn like how to do eBay or anything like that, or Amazon listings or anything like that, go on there, work with them for like a whole month and they'll actually show you how to do a listing. Like some of these VAs are really talented. That's the crazy thing too as well. So
this is what they do all day.
Exactly. So
yeah. And once you've kind of gotten over that fear and you've started the feedback loop, I mean, some of the best ideas, the ones that have made me the most money or cut me the most costs, came from other people. And I create a culture with my VAs, and I have a lot of high-level people too, that where they come in every day trying to improve the process, improve the business, come up with new ideas. And that's what really takes you to the next level, because these people have worked with lots of other sellers. They know what works. They know what doesn't work. They're staying up to date. They're really inside your business, where a lot of times as the entrepreneur, you want to be on that high level. So when you're constantly getting ideas from the people that are inside your business, that's how you take it to the next level.
Right. Yeah. I mean, different eyeballs on things are always going to give you different ideas. You want to empower them too, to have that ability. You want them to know that like they can reach out and go, hey, I have an idea. This might be better. Before you actually go to hire somebody, would you recommend that they put together kind of a standard operating procedure? So like an idea in terms of how their business should operate before they go out and hire that person versus just trying to hire somebody and teach their process on the fly?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, for the basic level freelancer, definitely. You have to have something ready to go unless you want to work with them to build it. I've had situations where I've had roles where I've hired someone and I built the process with them. I didn't do that the first time I hired people. It's a little bit more advanced. So most of the time, if you want those basic people, at least come up with something. Even if it's a five-step process that you can expand on later, come up with it. With me, I have an 80-page onboarding doc. It talks about how our software works, the do's, the don'ts, how to treat our clients, stuff like that. And I value my time at the highest level. So for the first 3 days, all they're doing is reading this document, and me and my team are there to answer any questions they have. And at the end of the third day, and I'll pay them for all this time, and I'm going to quiz them. I'm going to see how well do they actually know this material, because before I invest my time into them, I need to know that they're going to know this stuff at a high level. And if they don't, and that quiz doesn't go well, I'll pay the person, I'll be respectful, I'll say thank you, and I'll move on to someone else and do the same thing. So just some more advanced tactics, so you're not just spending a week, realize you don't like someone, start over. You can push it so it's their time and not yours.
Right. So when you guys have your 100% turnover guarantee, how exactly does that work? I mean, are you having somebody basically lined up right away that you can refer over to that spot, or are you guys just basically covering whatever the costs are, you know, X in terms of money that you're losing to train somebody else?
Yeah, so we're covering the cost to replace someone. So let's say it's a software project and the person quits halfway through. We would cover whatever it costs to get that person up to where that last person left. But in this case where, let's say, you're teaching them your standard operating procedure and you taught them for 40 hours, we'll cover the next 40 hours of the next freelancer.
Understood.
Okay. So you never pay for that onboarding more than once.
Right. Okay. What's your, do you have an idea what your turnover rate is?
It's very low. It's got to be. So our retention rate is well over 95%.
That's impressive. I mean, especially when you're talking about VAs, because at least I have, and I know RJ has too. Every once in a while, somebody goes off the reservation. They just disappear on you. And then, you know, 3 months later, they show up and go, "Hey, I had a baby."
Yeah, so I've had every experience like that. So a few things that we have in place. We have freelancers are required to respond within one business day at all times. If they ever don't, we have our 24/7 support team that's there. Obviously, stuff happens. The emails go to spam, stuff like that. But we're there to make sure that you get those responses. So you never go a week just chasing someone down. You get those responses, and usually it's much faster. On the back end, I mean, people go to Upwork, people go to Fiverr, not because they want to be there, because they have to be there. That's where the clients are, right? Mm-hmm. So with FreeUp, we spend a lot of time on our community. I mean, we know these freelancers, they can go anywhere, right? We want them to like being with us. So we create a market and a motto where we bring clients to them. They don't have to compete against 50 other people for every job. And then my support team helps them to grow their business. We connect them with other freelancers. It's much more collaborative than competitive. So once they're into the marketplace, they care a lot more about staying in and getting more clients from us and being a part of the community than they do about screwing over your business in any way. So not that there's 100% guarantee, because that's just not how life works, but we see the percentages a lot higher when we build that type of community.
Right. I mean, I know for myself personally, like, I've never had a problem where I was worried about somebody trying to screw me over with my business. Like, at the end of the day, these people are more interested in having a good job and making sure it's there. Like, they're not there. We get this question all the time. Like, how do I make sure that they're not going to steal my designs or steal my work or whatever? Like, they just want to work. But at the end of the day, they want a consistent paycheck. They don't want to worry about having to start a new job, especially with merch too, because there's so many people that are hiring VAs for the first time. I've interviewed multiple people where they were very standoffish because they'd worked with somebody for like 2 weeks and the person, like, you know, got rid of them or they didn't pay them or whatever. These people are just looking for consistent work.
Absolutely.
Also too, it goes back to communication. Like, it's all about communication. Like, if they see that you're serious, they're going to take you serious and they're not going to steal your designs. And if they do, always, like, that first couple of weeks, just search for the designs on the internet. You can find it. You can find that design pretty sure if they resell it or do anything like that funny. You go on Google, you can go on Amazon, you can search for the design and see if you can find it. And if you do, show it to them and see what they say.
Yeah. And they're not even allowed to share that stuff with me. All the work is between you and the freelancer. It's all in our terms of use. Obviously, there's a chance you're using the freelancers at your own risk. But I mean, we do everything that we possibly can to protect you guys.
Right.
Let's go ahead and let's get some questions.
Yeah.
You guys, go ahead. If you guys have any questions for Nathan or us, go ahead and drop them in the bot or the comments.
So how long have you been running FreeUp, Nathan?
This is year 3.
Okay. And how are you guys getting people? Is it just more? Is it Facebook ads? Are you guys word of mouth now at this point?
So here's what's cool. With it, for the first 2 years, we went from 0 to 1 million in the first year, and then 1 million to 5 million in the second year. And we didn't spend any money on marketing. So we created a referral program where clients that come from you, you get 50 cents for every hour we build them forever. And last year we paid out over $150,000 in referral money. So that's been huge. I've been on over 100 podcasts. Obviously, that's great. We partner with a lot of influencers, the Jim Bunches, the Ben Cummings of the world, that promote us to their community because they know we take really good care of their businesses or their clients' businesses. And that's really how we've expanded. And now that we've gotten into year 3, now we're putting more money into marketing, hiring someone to do my Instagram, my Twitter, the Facebook ads. And I'm always the proponent of low risk, high reward situation. So I hired a lead gen team in the Philippines that cost $25 a day or whatever it is. And we're constantly reaching out to influencers, podcasts, businesses. Very low risk, very high reward. Very similar to hiring someone to run my Instagram account for a few $100 a month. What's the worst case scenario? At the end of 3 months, I lose $600. What's the best case scenario? I never have to run my Instagram again. I get more followings. I grow my presence. So in my business, and you guys out there should be doing this too, look for low risk, high reward situations. Invest in a lot of different things. You never know what's going to work for your business, and read the market, pull back on what's not working, and put more money into what's working.
That's good advice. Yeah. I mean, it's looking for leverage situations is always huge.
Yeah. I mean, the courses and the gurus are great. I personally haven't used them, but obviously a lot of people have success with them, but you have to try your own things for your business. There's no one size fits all that just works for every business in the world.
Right. So
there's a
good.
Okay. It says, Nathan, I have never hired a VA. Do you offer sample interview questions?
We do, actually. So I can send you guys links. I have a bunch of ebooks, and I have what I call the hiring packet. It has that communications or the expectations doc that I told you about, has some sample questions, has a document for short-term projects for getting on the same page. And I think I'm forgetting one of the things, but I will send them to you guys afterwards. Can I put them in a chat here? Does everyone see that?
I don't think the links will actually work.
I will actually right after this interview, guys, I'll go ahead and I'll put this in the description down below. So I'll have all the information down below for you guys. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Let's see.
Chat's quiet.
The keyword. Did you see that keyword question?
Yeah. Kristen got it. She's right.
Oh yeah. She was, I don't think he's seen that. So you want to put what's your main target for that niche? You want to put it towards the very beginning of the title. The very beginning, like the first couple of words, like that's like, so if it's a cat niche, you want to put cat at the very front of the title. That makes sense.
So in terms of like the VAs that you've hired, Nathan, I mean, you obviously have a marketplace that has people in the US, people in the Philippines, everything else. How much of your business is distributed? Is it everything?
Yeah. So cool thing. We have no employees. It's my business partner, Connor, and I. We only hire freelancers on the FreeUp marketplace. I really follow what I told you before between the basic level, mid-level, expert level. The basic level people in the Philippines are doing all customer service, day-to-day operations. Mid-level people, it's a combination of US and non-US, doing our blog, our bookkeeping is the Philippines, but doing our blog, doing graphic design work, stuff like that. And then we hire experts to run our Facebook grabs, our Facebook, our Instagram, all that kind of stuff. For me, for whatever reason, they have tended to be not US for that expert level, but I've got plenty of clients who hire people in the UK or non-US for those high level roles. A lot of the reasons that I've used the experts is because I've built personal relationships with them over time, and they just happen to be US. But we have a lot of talented non-US people that I would put up against any US person.
Right. That's cool. Here's another good question. In terms of paying the VAs, they want to know, like, do they pay direct? Do they pay you guys? How does it work?
Yeah, it's all through us. So our billing period is Wednesday to Tuesday. Wednesday, you can check everything, make sure it's good. We charge you on Thursday, and then you have a week to dispute anything before we pay you the next Thursday. So if we say Bob is $5 an hour and Bob works 2 hours, you get charged $10 on that Thursday.
Right.
Okay. Are you linking it through PayPal, or how are you linking that?
So we keep your bank account or your credit card on file. I mean, we don't. We use Stripe and PaySimple. And every Thursday, it automatically bills. And like I said, you have a week to dispute anything before the freelancer gets paid out via PayPal or Payoneer.
Gotcha. How much are you guys using Payoneer versus PayPal now with the rate change on PayPal?
So it's up to the freelancers. We give the freelancers options. They can use PayPal or Payoneer. I would say almost all the people in the Philippines use Payoneer, and almost all the people in the U.S. use PayPal.
PayPal.
Yeah.
Right.
Do we pay you or do you pay them? So basically it's like they hold the money, the funds for a little bit, and you have a week dispute, and then it goes through like a couple of days or something like that, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. If you do fixed prices, those are up front.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. You guys got any more questions? Go ahead and ask the questions.
One more thing. My calendar is right at the top of FreeUp. Free meetings all the time. Anytime, if you want to talk about your business, your hiring, mistakes you've made, even if you don't use FreeUp, it's always available. And I plan on keeping it there no matter how big we get. So I'd love to be a resource for you guys.
Nice, nice.
I'm pretty easy to contact, as you guys know.
Okay. Interesting. I actually just want to start testing out a few different. I'll probably test out FreeUp to see how it works. Get a VA from you guys and see how it works.
RJ's building an army.
I love it.
I'm trying to.
Yeah. I mean, it's One of the things that really resonates with me that you talked about is just freeing up time, right? Like I'm sure that's the reason you had the name Free Up.
Yep.
Just being able to take certain things off your plate so you don't have to, you know, take the mental concentration and just remove that portion of it, right? Because you only have so much, you know, bandwidth during the day that you can actually use. You know, and this is something that, you know, myself and my wife have been talking about recently, right? Like we have a lot of stuff on our plates. Like I have my own business outside of merch and Amazon and everything else. We're doing multiple things on Amazon. We're doing stuff off the platform with other print on demand stuff. So figuring out ways that we can really, you know, hone down and focus on the things that we're good at and then hire other people to take all the other stuff off our plate that we don't necessarily need to have our fingers in.
Yeah, and I always tell people, I didn't wake up one day and hire 40 people. I figured out how do I get a few hours of my day back every week. And when you figure out how do you get your mornings back, okay, let's get an assistant on from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. so that by 11 I'm caught up and the rest of the day I'm focused on expansion. That's how you do it. And then you build trust with someone, you increase their hours, you hire that second VA, and you build up from there. And you'll learn a lot along the way, and you'll become better and better at it. No one has a 100% hiring record. It just doesn't exist. There's going to be mistakes. There's going to be things that come up. There's going to be people that just aren't the right fit, but you have to stick to it. I mean, how many businesses do you guys know that are doing $5 million a year that are just one-man operations? They just don't exist. You have to hire. It's the only way to expand your business.
Yeah, for sure. Like I always told you guys too from the very beginning is if you guys want to scale your business, you have to outsource. And hiring VAs is like the most important thing when it comes to this business too as well, because it actually feels good to like to wake up in the morning and then you have like 10 or 20, 30 designs to upload. So just to knock that out the way, that's like, it's so convenient. You're not sitting there thinking about, okay, I have to design 50, 60 designs. Now I have to come over here and do the keywords. And now my brain is like all scrambled because I just did like 50 designs and now I got to do the keywords. And I don't know what to do now. So it all... Yeah.
Hiring is a really good skill. I personally think it's the top skill of being an entrepreneur, because you see people that they might have iffy business models, but they surround themselves with really smart people and great hires. And you see vice versa, people that have great ideas and they hire the wrong people and they never get to that other level. And the sooner you dive into the sooner you get the mistakes out of the way and you come up with your own good hiring process that works and surround yourself with talented people, you're going to see your business scale and it's going to become very addicting.
Right. Kristen's got actually a really good question here, RJ. She says, my VA seems so upset and remorseful when I point out mistakes that it makes me feel bad for giving feedback. Any tips for giving constructive criticism to your VAs?
Yeah. So I personally don't work with people if they can't take feedback. That's a number one rule. I mean, I accept feedback all the time. One of the best things when I had really high turnover, I had 50% turnover, and before someone quit, when my last person quit, I did an exit interview before he left, which was really uncomfortable. And he gave me brutally honest feedback. I mean, my culture, how I managed people, how I led, everything, my hiring process. But I mean, I should have written that guy a check right there, because that saved me hundreds of thousands of dollars and my turnover dropped dramatically after that. But it's the same thing when I'm working with people. I know that giving feedback is the key to working with someone and growing my business. So that's part of my expectations that I tell them from the beginning. I have to be able to give you direct and honest feedback that you're going to actually take seriously and not take personally and not think that I just don't like you. So it's tough that you're already in that position. If I were you, I would try to take a step back with that VA and reestablish those expectations, which is usually what I do when I go too far off the map and be like, hey, this is the kind of business, this is the kind of culture. I want to create an environment where we can give each other feedback and see if you can get on that same page before you move forward again.
Yeah, for sure.
That was good. If the VA is not a good match, okay, how do you approach that with them in terms of, like, say you've worked with them for the last 2 weeks, it's just not really working for you. How are you going to approach that situation?
Yeah, so you have to remember, these VAs, they're self-employed. They're business owners. You have to treat it like a professional situation. So if we're using FreeUp, you can let us know. You can let the VA know. We'll take them off your account. We'll get you some free credit, and we'll get you someone else. If we're talking about a VA that maybe you have been working with for a while and then they start to go downhill, what I usually do is I'll hire a second person, and I'll give that person feedback, but I'll start slowly taking things off their plate. And one of two things is going to happen. Either that light bulb is going to go off and they're going to get back to crushing it, or eventually I'm going to take everything off their plate and they're no longer needed in my business anymore. So if you're at that 2-week mark, just cut bait. I mean, there's always the percentage chance that they turn it around, but the odds are against you. It's a much better use of your time. But my overall advice is to not let it go 2 weeks out before you realize that someone is a bad fit. You really want to figure that out much earlier.
Right, for sure, for sure. I mean, that's one of the things, I don't know if you listen to Gary Vee at all, but like both me and RJ are big Gary Vee people, and it's one of the things he talks about the most. Like nobody is like an expert on hiring, right? Like there's no guru out there that gets it right every single fucking time. It's more important that like when you hire somebody and you figure out that they're not the right person, make that decision quickly and move on, because all it's going to do is slow down the rest of your business.
Yeah, I had a situation when I opened up an office years ago before we went back to remote. We hired someone, and within 24 hours, we realized we messed up. Like, we messed up bad. It was for a business development role, and he couldn't write, and we somehow missed that. He couldn't spell. His English was awful, and we let him go after a day because we just knew that nothing good was going to come from dragging it out. And it was horrifying. We felt awful. We definitely felt like we screwed him over a little bit, but it was just the right decision for the business. Even if it wasn't for us, we have so many other people depending on us to make those right decisions, whether it's your business partner, your other employees, your other teammates, your other freelancers, whatever it is, you have to be able to make those tough decisions.
That's true. I have actually one VA right now. He likes to compare his work to other people's work. And I'm like, that has nothing to, like, I don't know. It's weird. I made these many designs today and they only made 5, and you're complaining about my work. And I'm just like, okay, what does that have to do with anything? Like, if your work is shit, if it's shitty looking, it's shitty looking. It doesn't matter if you made 5 more designs or not. If it looks like shit, it's shit. That's it. So yeah. I just tell like it is.
I would go back to just setting those expectations and just be mm-hmm. like, hey, we focus on our own work. We don't compare ourselves to other people. It's not kind of the culture we have. We focus on quality over quantity, whatever it takes to get back on that same page. And again, if you can't get on that same page, you might want to consider moving to someone where you can get on that same page.
So Ron wants to know, you went from books and baby procs on Amazon to what? Are you still a seller on Amazon?
Yeah, great question. So I did Amazon through the end of last year, and then I decided, so there are 3 business partners for my Amazon business. We moved it over to that one, and Connor and I, my business partner for FreeUp, are 100% focused on FreeUp. The thing you have to remember about our Amazon business is we were selling baby products, and we weren't that passionate about it. We made a lot of money doing it, but the first few years, the business was doubling every year, right? We got in at a great time.
Right.
And then after that, the courses and the gurus and the competitors and all that. So we were still staying, but we weren't growing. And then we were selling a product that we weren't passionate about either. And then FreeUp comes along and it's growing fast. And we get to meet all these awesome people and podcasts and help people, both the clients and the freelancers. So we just made the decision that we wanted to focus 100% of our attention on FreeUp.
Nice.
So I think this question is more towards you, RJ, than Nathan. Do VAs do the keyword research? If so, how does it work? And do you send them a design and they go from there? Like, how do you approach that with your VAs?
With me, I've been – are you talking to me, right? So
yeah.
The keyword research, I've been doing it myself. So what I do is – what I've been doing is, like, so for example, fishing. The fishing niche, I would actually go into the fishing niche and actually look at, like, the top – it's like this top sales ranked shirts and look at their listings and see what keywords they're using. And then I'll just try to place them in all of my titles and all of the titles. And I'll use that same title in all different like 20 designs for the fishing niche.
Right.
If that makes sense. Yeah.
To answer that question, if you don't know how to work with a VA over something, just ask them. They do this with other clients. Be like, what is the best system to set up to get you the information, the pictures, the keywords, whatever you need to succeed, and work with them to create that initial process. Test a few things out, tweak it, meet with them, see what's working, see what's not working. You could spend a little bit of time doing that and it'll help you a lot long term.
Yeah, okay, for sure, for sure. All right, I said apologies. Yes, how much is FreeUp? Okay, after this video, I'll put the actual website to FreeUp. And you guys can go in there and check it out. But it is based off of hourly rates and fixed prices. But what would you recommend?
I personally do hourly, but it's really personal preference. Also, anyone signing up, happy to give a $25 free credit to try us out. Mention this video. And yeah, I mean, we're really there to make sure you have a good experience. We're not really interested in making a quick buck off you. We want to get you VAs that you actually like, that help you grow your business. And it's free to sign up. There's no monthly fee or anything like that.
For sure. So Ron wants to know, what's the best way to follow you? Twitter, Instagram, Facebook?
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. My Twitter account and Instagram account I've been putting a lot more effort into. So definitely check us out there. It's Real Nate Hirsch.
Nice, nice.
I'll put that down below too after the video.
Are you guys doing any kind of podcast or anything? I know that you're on a lot of podcasts, but are you guys doing one specifically for your business?
On the to-do list, but we don't have one right now.
Gotcha. All right.
You might as well start sending them all the links, Nathan.
Yeah, I'm sending you the links.
The $25, there's a 25, you said a $25 coupon too?
Or yeah.
Right. Do you offer samples of do you offer samples of designers' artwork? Or do we have to ask for the samples?
Do I personally? No, but the VAs will provide you with samples. I mean, if they're a graphic designer, they're going to have samples. They're not allowed to share your samples, so any samples they have written permission to do. You can either ask them for it or in the worker request, just say, please provide samples. It's that simple.
So let's say like a good designer. What's the average cost for a good designer, you say?
The average hourly cost.
Yeah,
it's so tough only because a good designer means a million different things to different people. I mean, I would say the majority of people that hire or outsource merch are probably staying in that $5 to $10 an hour range.
Okay. All right, that's kind of good right there. And how many designs do you think they can make in an hour?
That's a question that I never answer. So I never estimate for the freelancers. I try not to put words in their mouth. But if you talk to them, again, they do this all day, they'll be able to give you that answer pretty quick.
How about for Nathan's business? Nathan's business as for a shirt design, how many designs could a designer rep out?
Well, I don't own a merch business, so I wouldn't even know that.
All right. Try to get it out of them, but nope.
I know, you'll never get it out of me. If you call me 100 times, I probably get asked that question all the time. If you go on other podcasts, I'll never answer that question. The freelancers don't want me to.
They're going to be like, well, Nathan said on the show.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Was it Young? Young's in here?
Yeah.
There it goes. Now, let's see. You guys got any more questions? Ask them to sign. See how they follow my instructions. Asian in the house.
I mean, I swear to God, like, the most consistent questions we get are always about hiring VAs and like what the best practices are. You have somebody that has probably hired more VAs than just about anybody you can talk to. Like, it's a great opportunity to ask questions, like specific questions.
Yeah. Sorry.
I think also too with FreeUp, they're actually helping you a lot more than any other VA website. So that's the good thing about it. Like, they're actually helping you find a designer. They have a certain standard to go by, and that's a good thing too as well. So like, the chances of you finding a good designer are pretty high.
Yeah, check out the FreeUp blog and the FreeUp YouTube channel as well. I mean, we post a lot of great content on how to use VAs, how to hire freelancers. Even when you get to the point where you need high level people, there's different sets of best practices. So we're really there to support you. Like I said, we can get you that top 1%, but we want to put you in position to succeed once you have that one top 1%. And that's good for you. It's good for the VAs. It's good for us. So that's really the mindset that we take.
Sure, for sure. Now they're asking me questions.
Right. I mean.
Go ahead, Matt. Answer it.
Yeah, I mean, but in terms of like, I don't care how many designs they put out an hour because I pay them on a flat fee. Like, I don't worry about it. I don't police my designers. It's just they have an expectation that they need to give me a certain number per day, and that's what they do. It's however you guys want to set up your business.
Honestly, just if you take like 3 hours on the design, as long as it's like really good detailed.
Yeah,
that's what I see. Like, or even 5 hours, as long as it's good detailed, you do. You know what I mean? Two designs a day, and they're really good detailed. Then we're good.
For sure, for sure. Well, I think I'm not seeing a whole lot more questions about VAs. I mean, I kind of want to keep things on point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Yeah, that's another thing too. And then a lot of people, that's all they ask us too. Like, I get all kinds of questions in my YouTube videos in the comments. How do you hire? How do you outsource? And all this stuff.
Feel free to just tag me. I'm happy to answer them.
Right, for sure. What's your guys' time tracking system like? Do you guys have? Are you guys using a specific piece of software or something you guys have that's FreeUp specific?
Yeah, we built it ourselves. You can check it out by creating a free account. Freelancers punch in, punch out. I should say start time, end time. And then they leave notes every time they work. We don't monitor screens. So if you want that, you can always use a time doctor. There's a bunch of them out there that's like $5-$10 a month. It's not something that I necessarily believe in or do. Might be coming in the future. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. You can log in. You can see how much you're spending per day, per week. You can pause and unpause freelancers. We're adding a time limit feature so you can limit someone to 5 or 10 hours a week, which you can do anyway just by putting it in writing and we'll back it up. But it'll be more official soon. And yeah, I mean, we obviously love feedback. We're always trying to improve our software.
Awesome. Melissa, I think they kind of have anything that goes with graphic design. It's because it's a marketplace. So you guys have, you know, every level of designer for somebody that's just taking clip art and taking and turn that into designs to people that can create their own stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, we have U.S. graphic designers you can hire for $75 an hour that are probably not the best fit for merch, but we have plenty of other clients that do that.
For sure. Yeah, I think if we don't have any other questions, I think this has been really good. And if you guys do have any questions that come up afterwards, if you guys just want to go ahead and put it in the comments, we can always tag Nathan and have him come back in and give us some answers.
Yeah, for sure. Also, too, after this video, like I said, I'm going to put everything down below in the description. He said he was going to give us a $25 coupon. So even just like you can use that and $25 worth of design work.
Yeah, just whatever $25 gets you. If you hire a $5 an hour VA, it's 5 free hours.
You go right there. So that's just to even test it out. It's free. He's giving you $25 for free. Test it out and get one design. You probably get one design. So
yeah. So we'll see. Somebody has a question in the chat. I don't think they really understand the way the pricing model works. So your guys' pricing is built in on top of what the freelancer's price is, right? It's all included within the package. It's not like there's a separate price they pay you every single time.
Yeah, so our fee is 15% with the $2 minimum per hour or 15% for fixed prices. So it's already factored in. If we tell you someone is $10 an hour, you pay $10 an hour, nothing else.
Right. Yep. So it's real clear and simple. Like it's just basic. The price is the price.
Yeah. And you can negotiate it too. You can send an offer. You don't discuss rates with the freelancers only because not everyone is great at math and sometimes it leads to confusion. But you can just submit it to my assistants. We offer it to them and it's up to them if they want to accept, reject, or counter. You're really in full control.
Perfect. Yeah. And then just wants to know if I can have several VAs to free up like 10 hours of designers, 10 hours of keyword research, et cetera. It's a la carte, right? It's however you want to set up your business.
Yeah. I mean, there's no minimums. There's no maximums. We have clients who have hired 6 full-time VAs and they've had them for the past 3 years. And we've had other people that'll hire an expert for a 1-hour consultation and never talk to them again. And someone for 10 hours a week and everything in between. So it's however you want to set up your business.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, I just want to say thanks, Nathan. It's been really, really good. I'm glad we had this conversation. It's, you know, again, obviously you're an obvious wealth of knowledge when it comes to, you know, hiring outsource workers. So this has been awesome.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on. I love helping communities. So hopefully I was able to provide some value. And if I can help any of you guys in any way, again, my calendar is right at the top of freeup.com if you ever want to talk.
Okay, for sure. Perfect. For sure. Awesome. All right.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Bye.